Greetings. My name is Pastor Rick with Dream Church Podcast. God has given me a yearly devotional on prayer from Genesis to Revelation, guiding you to read and to help you pray daily with a scripture reference, comment, and ending with prayer. May you be encouraged and walk closer to God, and I invite you to walk with me through this journey in Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture reference is from May 30th. 1 Chronicles 21, 16 and 17 says, David looked up and saw the angel of the Lord standing between heaven and earth, with a drawn sword in his hand, extended over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell face down. David said to God, "Was it not I who ordered the fighting men to be counted? I, the shepherd, have sinned and done wrong. These are but sheep. What have they done? Lord my God, let your hand fall on me and my family, but do not let this plague remain on your people." Today's comment. After David said he had sinned greatly, he was going to suffer a consequence. God told Gad to go tell David of the three options he could choose from, that God would then carry out his judgment against David. The three choices were the 3 years of famine, 3 months of being swept away before your enemies, and 3 days of the sword of the Lord, days of plague in the land, with the angel of the Lord ravaging every part of Israel. David had to decide. His answer back to Gad was, "I am in deep distress. Let me fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is very great. But do not let me fall into the hands of men." 70,000 died. God was grieved by what he saw and said, "Enough, withdraw your hand," to the destroying angel who had his sword drawn over Jerusalem. David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell face down. Remember, he who humbles, abases, or is made low will be exalted. David then said to Gad that he was the one who had sinned and done wrong, not the people who he called but sheep. He wanted God's hand to fall on himself and his family and to spare the plague from the people. The angel of the Lord told Gad to tell David to build an altar on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite, where the angel had been standing over. Araunah offered to give to David all that he needed for the offering. David's reply is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. He said, "I will not take for the Lord what is yours, or sacrifice a burnt offering that costs me nothing." God is pleased when we offer up to him something that is a sacrifice, something that cost us dearly. It is the same with our worship, our devotion, our time, and our money. It all belongs to him anyway. Give sacrificially to the Lord. He gave his all for us. Let us pray. Dear God, I am sorry for my selfishness and my greed. I am sorry for doing things my way instead of your way. Wash me with your precious blood shed for me, sacrificially on the tree at Calvary. Lead me in the way everlasting, and let your will be done in my life and in my family. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.